This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I have privately and publicly gotten messages to President Trump that he has to fire the bat signal and point out that they have been incrementally at an ambient level turning up the heat for civil war and martial law, and then in that atmosphere, the president will be cooed before the election because they know that there's about to be a Trump landslide. Well, President Trump and General Flynn both fired the bat signal yesterday. Here's the president.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy.
They parlayed American power into the entire globalist system. We're going to play that full clip coming up next segment in context, but you saw the context right there. The headline on Infowars.com for the live show feed today is Trump fires the bat signal, warns the American people that an active coup is taking place to remove him. And that's what all the preparations and all the race war and all the COVID-19 hoax is about, is putting you into that mental space where you just accept that things aren't normal, so you will accept a president being removed while he's still in office. And that's publicly what the globalists of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Washington Post and CNN have been pushing. These are horrible people that have been caught not just spying on President Trump, but also spying on John Roberts and blackmailing him. It's been going on for a long time. And the chickens are coming home to roost, so they're desperate. Let's play that clip of Trump firing the bat signal. And, you know, we put the image up at the end of the bat signal, and it's Trump. But we have to think of a symbol that Trump's firing up there. He's actually firing that symbol up there and asking for the American flag, which symbolizes the American people and our history and our future together. Trump's asking for our help. He's saying this might be the last time you see me for a while. What does that mean? Guess we'll see him again in heaven. We'll see him again after they let him out of prison. You'll see on the other side of the veil after they put a bullet in his head. This is the real world. We're not in normal times, ladies and gentlemen. We're locked down under a giant hoax that the UN commands. And local grocery stores tell women, you wear your mask or get out. The UN says. They didn't send blue helmets. They sent Tony Fauci and Bill Gates. Here's what the president had to say one more time.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy.
So we're going to have more of this key speech and press conference he gave yesterday coming up on the other side. But I think you might want to raise the alarm like Paul Revere and take the live feed from Infowars.com or Band.video or Newswars.com/show, and explain that there's an active coup against the president we elected because he's reversing the sellout of you and your family. Because if you like the lockdown we're under, understand it was always planned whether Trump got in or not. They intend to intensify it, and CNN says it's never going to end. And they're going to shut down every mom-and-pop business and every farm in this country and send communists into your town to run your life. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you're receiving this transmission, my friends, you are the resistance. Thank you for joining us on this live August 7th, 2020 transmission with 87 days out from this election that the Democrats don't intend to have. Biden is a placeholder. They don't intend to have the debates. They don't intend to have any of it. They intend to remove Trump beforehand. Now, they said they were going to not let the delegates see him on January 20th, 2017. And Nancy Pelosi's daughter was running an operation. And they were unable to get that done. So they may fail. They probably will fail. And, of course, they tried to take the delegates away from him when he was winning the Republican nomination months before that. And, of course, after that, Obama came out and said he'll be gone in 90 days. That was to keep their stay-behind networks, their forces, embedded in government, competent and confident that they could stay in place, burrow in, leak false information, and remove the elected president of the United States and scuttle and steal the 2016 election. They wanted to abort it even after it had happened, even after it was out of its mother's womb, conceived in the minds of the American people and executed on Election Day, 2016. And now we know they had multiple coup attempts, and now we know they canvassed the Pentagon for officers that would lead a coup of the president. And now we've had Atlantic Monthly, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs, Financial Times of London, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, every single establishment publication talk about removing him via the 25th Amendment. Or CNN's had Clapper and Brennan on to talk about removing him outside of the 25th Amendment. And Blitzer says, what do you mean? Outside of impeachment? And they said, yeah. Just wait a few months. That was in late 2017, but they didn't have the guts to bite the bullet and do it. But now they've got the COVID lockdown to put people into a state of otherworldliness. They've got the race riots funded by Soros and the deep state and the Democrats and Obama and Hillary. And they've got Biden as a placeholder there. And they're openly talking about bringing Obama back as a VP for Hillary. You're going to see spectacular things in the next 87 days. But now, the president comes out in a speech yesterday, and he says, I have powerful enemies. They're mad that I've not done one-sided trade deals. They're mad that I'm breaking up the system, the corrupt world government that was built off American ingenuity and money and power. In 1955, the United States had 57% of world wealth, the largest middle class in the world, and it was all sold off, not to empower the third world, but to totally take it over at the same time making us weak. And so President Trump came out and said that he needs us to understand that he's taken on powerful enemies. We've got this one shot to take America back, and that it's his job and his destiny to do it. And he's not backing down, but he's letting the world know I could be killed at any time, and I won't be seeing you for a while. I won't be seeing you until the other side in heaven. You see his wife out on TV saying all things are possible through Christ. We must put our faith in Jesus. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness. And General Flynn came out. I'm going to read this at the bottom of the hour. The article's on InfoWars.com. I'm going to ask our great crew, Kit Daniels, to add a link to this article we posted last night to the live show feed so that people can go read it. General Flynn issues emergency warning. Communists are attempting to overthrow the United States under the command of Satan. And that's what it is. But you notice, Mariah Carey's sister and other siblings have come out and said we were part of satanic rituals. And now they're even taking the police to where it happened. And it's very, very credible. As I told you, ladies and gentlemen, when they tried to get me to the higher levels of Hollywood, they point blank told me, we do pledge ourselves to the devil. Mark Dice had it happen to him before he was going to be given a national reality TV show with, I'll just say it, a member of Motley Crue, and he said, are you joking to the head of the company? He said, no, I'm not joking. You follow the devil. Now, do you want the $1 million? Tell me you love Lucifer. So here's the president yesterday in Ohio talking about bringing back business to the United States at the Whirlpool factory. And he fires the bat signal. He's letting you know he's done everything he can. He's done an incredible job because no one follows his orders basically under him other than the military and the police to a certain extent. And they're under attack. And this country is in desperate, desperate, desperate straits, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for President Trump. And pray that our enemies be exposed. But the good news is their blackmail, their house of cards is coming down. Major Hollywood producers have gone public. We'll tell you about this coming up. Exposing the pedophile rings. Just yesterday, the producer of A Child's Voice has gone public. After Amazon censored their already best-selling film, it's all coming up. But here's the president yesterday in context talking about how he's taken on the most rich and powerful people in the world. America has one chance to get back control of its destiny. Here it is.
Middlemen. I don't know who the middlemen are. I don't know. They never say middle women, so they're politically not correct. But I've heard the term middlemen for a long time. They are so wealthy. They are so wealthy. Nobody has any idea who the hell they are, what they do. They make more money than the drug companies. You know, in all fairness, at least the drug companies have to produce a product, and it has to be a good product. But the middlemen, well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen and it reduces costs and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people. And they're very rich people. And they're very unhappy. Here's my fourth promise to American workers. Beyond our medical supply chains over the next 4 years, we will launch our millions of new manufacturing jobs across many other critical sectors that are vital to our national security and prosperity. from electronics to machine tools to shipping aerospace autos, and of course to iron and to steel. And we'll never forget your washers and your dryers, okay? During 8 years of the last administration. And by the way, I have to just tell you this little story, a couple of little stories, if you don't mind. Do you mind? Okay, because that's better than the other stuff, right? No, I was with somebody and they said, you know, for a dishwasher, we don't have enough water, sir. I think a lot of the people in the audience would understand what I'm saying. They don't have enough water because they put restrictors on. So you don't have any water. And I said, what is that? What is that? In most states, I mean, outside of desert areas, we have so much water, we don't know what to do with it, right? A lot of states. Your state does pretty well with water, right? So they have plenty of water.
So there's the president in context explaining how we're being enslaved, we're being told to go without, while these globalists transfer all the wealth to themselves and say, oh, COVID's to help the poor person, when it's hurt the poor people and made more of the billionaires than it's ever done before. The president has fired the bat signal. He's telling you that there's an active coup against him, and he knows they're preparing to kill him. What are we going to do to stand up against that?
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The deep state doesn't want to have. They've got their fake mail-in ballots. They've got the illegals voting. They've got millions voting the names of dead people off the voter rolls. But is that enough for their electronic voting machines with the landslide that many inside experts, I also believe, is really going to happen? The American people are rejecting the New World Order. So what are they planning? If you just joined us, President Trump came out. Let's play the short 30-second version. I just played it in context, a two-minute clip, and said there are a lot of powerful people, because I'm moving pharmaceutical manufacturing back to the U.S. Over 90% of our manufacturing is done overseas, most of it in China. He said, I'm bringing it back. And he said a lot of people are powerful, and they want to get rid of me, so may not see me for a while. A lot of powerful people are angry. That means see me in heaven. It's a very obvious statement. He doesn't mean he's going to go to prison. He means we'll be seeing you for a while. It's like Grandpa says when he's dying, I'll see you. Just be a good man. I'll see you in heaven. Love you. You ever out in the woods hunting or whatever, and you hear something rustle around the bushes, that's my spirit. I'm there looking over you. Just like when Trump came out and said, I wish Ghislaine Maxwell well, I said he means he didn't want her to die in prison. He wants her to turn against the insiders and expose them. And people said, oh, no, he's signaling he likes her. No, no. And then Trump came out and said, no, I don't want her to die in prison. I want her to expose who she was involved with. It's a very obvious statement. He's fired the bat signal. He says powerful people are coming after me. He says we got one shot to do this. Here's what he said again if you just joined us.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy.
So he's telling you, we got one shot to save the country. They may kill me. Then I've got a stack of news here where they're saying, we're going to kill him. We're going to remove him. We're going to use the military on him. And if the cabinet doesn't go along with it, we're going to put them in prison. Here's the Washington Post. Trump could lose and not leave, but cabinet members who try to help could face prison. So they're saying he's illegitimate, just like they said. And if he fights the election, if he says we tried to steal it, or if there's a challenged election, which all the experts are saying is going to happen again, if he challenges, the Democrats challenging, he'll be removed by the military. What did Biden say? He said the same thing. Biden absolutely convinced military would escort Trump from the White House. Here's Pelosi. Says Trump will be fumigated out if he refuses to leave after White House loss. One way or another, he's gone. Then you've got Right Wing Watch. You notice, doesn't ever show a video of me because they took a long talk and edited the words together like the refrigerator magnet game. I can take the Bible and, you know, trim up the New Testament and have the words saying Jesus loves Satan. Jesus loves Moloch. It's not true, but that's what they said. Alex Jones tells listeners to get ready to die to fight the New World Order. They have another headline saying, I say go out and, quote, kill a lot of people. Now, what I said was, is that the weathermen, whose system is running Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the founders of Black Lives Matter say it, funded by Soros, say they want to collapse civilization and then bring in China and Cuba and others to put 50 million people in re-education camps and then kill 25 million. That's when the U.S. population was 190 million. So just by those new numbers, they want to put 90 million in and kill 40 million or something around those numbers. This is their idea. And look how close they are to doing it, because we stand down. We roll over. We reject the president openly trying to save the republic. We reject the president openly trying to say we've got one-sided trade deals. We've got open borders. We've got China stealing our intellectual property. And then the media, the Washington Post, says Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. Remember that headline? Destroy Trump. And the left cheers China. They're against their own country. They're idiots. When that's what's deindustrialized them and enslaved them, and they're told that they're a service economy now. And then COVID-19 shuts down the small-time service economy, hurts the left the worst, and they go, we want total martial law. That'll fix it, and they'll get even worse. But they don't care because they're schmucks. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. Oh, yeah, because selling us out to China really strengthens the country. It's like the Federal Reserve Head goes, we need to keep the lockdowns going to save the economy. Meanwhile, the national numbers are out. It's 0.037 death rate for COVID infections. 0.037. The flu's 10 times more deadly, they're saying now, not 3 times. Total hoax. But they can focus on every person that dies of some pneumonia or flu. You always read later, they had cancer. Herman Cain was really healthy. He had 3 kinds of cancer and could barely walk. These people are really healthy. They had diabetes and cancer. This kid was born with holes in their heart and was in surgery and died, but we're saying COVID. But here's Larry Greswald, the Green Beret that infiltrated the Weathermen, when they're sitting around talking about what they're going to do to us and our families. Here it is.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
So I laid that out of my Right Wing Watch rant. And I said that if they take over and try this, we're going to have to really fight them. And by the way, on all the Bernie tapes, they said they want to kill us and our families.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. Huge shipments coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Financed monster Letitia James that sent close to 10,000 old people in nursing homes to their deaths by sending infected COVID patients to them, right at half the deaths in New York. The monster, the serial killer, has pledged to destroy America's oldest civil rights organization established after the Civil War to train blacks how to learn how to use guns in the South and to train Northerners how to shoot, because the South had whooped their ass because Northerners were living in cities. Talk about an American institution. She pledges, well, hell, hear it from her, to destroy it. Here she is.
And the co-chief of the enforcement section, Emily Stern. Just a few minutes ago, my office filed a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association to dissolve the organization in its entirety. For years of self-dealing and illegal conduct that violate New York's charities law and undermine its own mission.
So she's going to abolish it. Wow. I mean, even if the NRA did something wrong, which there's no evidence they did, this is purely political. You would just have Wayne LaPierre step down or whoever did something wrong. You don't get rid of one of the oldest institutions in America that represents tens of millions of Americans. I know Ted Nugent's a board member. I don't know how much he can say about this. We talk about the state of the Second Amendment, the state of the country in general. I begged Trump to fire the bat signal and point out they're trying a new coup with election fraud and the Washington Post talking about the military removing him. Trump came out and said, I may not be here much longer. They may take me out yesterday. General Flynn put out a letter saying it's good versus evil. We're in the middle of an attempted communist overthrow. That's really happening. Ted Nugent, as you said last time you came on, you didn't say it on air. You said to me privately. You said, Alex, they've been working towards this for 50-plus years. Our whole lives are coming down to what's happening right now. You've got the floor, my friend. What can you say to us about the nightmare scenario we're seeing unfold, and what should we all do right now? Because, I'm a peaceful guy, and I'm not a general that's going to lead any charges here, but I'm ready to go to war if these communists think they're going to overthrow the country.
Well, I can go back quite a ways with everything you say and present, Alex. So let me just start by saying we the people give you a huge, loud and proud ditto, 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 ditto. I want to say, first of all, it's a pain in the ass and a crying shame, really, that we have to fight this culture war at these toxic levels, these demonic, treasonous levels. But if the line were drawn in the sand any more obvious, we'd be falling off the cliff in Venezuela by now. So let me just repeat the obvious, and that is that God gave me the instinct and the mindset and the spirit for self-preservation. Our founding fathers knew that the kings and the tyrants and the punk-ass dictators didn't allow citizens to have these rights to exercise our pure instincts from God. So we wrote it down in the
Constitution. And we fought a war, and we set up the most successful country in history. Damn right. Sorry.
Yeah, where there's this little thing called freedom where we the people get to determine our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So we can go ahead and examine and scrutinize the cockroaches that your brilliant spotlight exposes every day. But I've got a pretty good cockroach spotlight myself. I've been exercising,
yes,
increasing the lumens for about 50-some years now, and it's never been more offensive and heartbreaking that the left is so obvious in there. You're damn right we're going to take your guns. The AR-15s, we're coming to get them. I mean, they used to hide that, thinking people were so stupid that they actually wanted common sense gun safety reform. Yeah, right. And I play accordion in the Zydeco band with Galen Jenner. My point is that if we the people, we can't just identify the toxic beast at the door. We've got to tell our elected employees that we see the toxic beast at the door. Get rid of the toxic beast. I have a son who has a wonderful restaurant that's been shut down by the communist Chinese virus Democrats in the state of New York. Like I was denied entry into that state recently to say thank you to the law enforcement heroes. I mean, this is Nazi Germany. And I know they haven't kicked down everybody's door yet, but they're kicking down doors. They're taking weapons. They're taking away freedom. So all I can say, Alex, is what I repeated ad nauseum, ad infinitum. If we the people who don't see these demonic behaviors and treasonous behaviors by the left and every Democrat I can imagine, I mean, they're all in the same gang. You can't wear a sheet on your head and claim you don't support the KKK. If you're at the burning cross and you're part of that team, that's what you represent. And the Democrats represent, you don't need to read this, you need to sign it to find out what's in it. And then Pelosi commits a felony on live television as she destroys our State of the Union. I could go on and on with the Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama and the Eric Holder who gave guns to Mexican gangs to kill Brian Terry, and how they told the U.S. Marine Corps, don't save the Americans and Benghazi. And brain-dead traitors like Juan Williams still claims that Benghazi didn't
Antifa doesn't exist. Nadler, let me throw this at you. They're now coming, trying to block you playing around the country or anybody else's patriot. They're barring people coming into New York. They're killing old people in the nursing homes, and now they're censoring the president's tweets, and now he's saying, I'm taking them on, I'm bringing the jobs back, I'm bringing Big Pharma back, they're going to try to take me out, I may not see you for a while. Is that not President Trump firing the bat signal, telling us that, hey, this is serious?
Well, and again, Alex Jones has been shining the bat signal. I've been shining the bat signal. That's why we're considered extremists. And there are so many people, including family members and friends and coworkers, of listening to us right now, that when we repeat what sounds unbelievable, Alex Jones says that Cuomo sent in COVID-positive people and killed 6,000 elderly. That's exactly what he did. So again, Cuomo's not the worst violator. It's people who know what he did and don't fix their friends and their families, their coworkers, and go, it's not a wild conspiracy. We have the dead bodies to prove it. And again, Alex, I got to tell you, liberalism is a spiritual curse. Tyranny is slavery. Democrats are tyrants. And if we, the people who believe in truth, logic, common sense, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and God-given individual rights guaranteed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if we don't raise hell with everybody in our lives to vote God, family, country against tyrants, against Second Amendment destroyers, Joe Biden and his entire gang, if we don't do that, we deserve what we get.
I agree. We've got to get out of our comfort zones. We've got to go knock on neighbors' doors. We've got to call people randomly out of the phone, but we've got to all send people audio clips, videos, text messages with this interview, with your articles from TedNugent.com. If everybody just reaches 10, 20 people a day and raises the alarm, as modern Paul Revere's, the globalists can't get away with this. But I know you're on the NRA board. I know you can't specifically get into the attacks that are going on. But to have this Soros-appointed person trying to lie about the NRA and saying she's going to shut it down, that tells us we're 2 minutes to midnight. And imagine if Trump loses, what they're going to do.
Well, and let me clarify. As a standing member of the National Rifle Association Board of Directors, I've received some of the highest votes in the history of this great civil rights organization, and I thank everybody from the bottom of my greasy all-American barbecue heart, rock and roll soul. The reason I get the votes is not because I'm a paper pusher. It's not because I study, you know, accounting and I study their agenda. What I represent is that the First Amendment is good in all 50 states without government-issued paperwork. Let me repeat that, Alex. I have a First Amendment in all 50 states without paperwork. That's the same right I want and I demand for the Second Amendment. And people go, well, the bad guys can get guns. Then keep the damn bad guys in a cage. We have engineered recidivism. Alex, write that down. Everybody write it down.
Ted Nugent, 96%
of violent crime is repeated by...
Ted,
by
stay there. We got to go to break. You got one more segment with you. We'll come back and talk about that. And now the Democrats say we're going to release all the criminals, but if you don't wear a mask, we're going to put you in jail, but we want to abolish the police, but the police need to...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got 10.5 minutes left with the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, who's in the great state of Texas right now, but about to head back up to Michigan in a few days. He'll be joining us again, obviously, during the next 87 days. This do-or-die time for the Republic when the real forces of evil have taken their mask off or, like, blow up the police departments. That's the official City of Austin budget, to demolish the police department and cut its budget by a third. They actually say blow it up as a symbol of fighting police evil. I'm not lying, folks. That's true. Look it up. It's in the mainstream news. They are saying abolish the nuclear family, take all the guns, that China's our friend, that America's bad. Ted Nugent, you were getting into recidivism and how they're releasing the rapists and murderers, but saying people that don't wear masks are going to go to jail, and saying abolish the police. But you also can't have a gun, and in places like Minnesota and Minneapolis, as you know, the police chief came out this week and said, we cannot protect you, but you're not allowed to protect yourself. Do what the criminals say. Give them everything you've got. Follow their directions. I mean, this is mass Stockholm syndrome. Can you speak to that?
Well, I pay attention. I actually believe that guitar players qualify as we the people, so I make sure that I do my duties as a husband and a father and a grandfather and a bandmate and a citizen and a neighbor and a hardworking American in the asset column, producing instead of taking. So that's why I'm considered a radical. But all the things you're mentioning are just so glaring. It's amazing that the left, that side, I mean, literally the Democrats are on the side of Antifa. They're terrorists. They're on the side of terrorists. They're on side side of Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with black lives. It has everything to do with the intentional destruction of every quality of life procedure in the history of the United States of America that gives more freedom than any society in the history of mankind. And they side with MS-13. Let's make sure that everybody knows that Ted Nugent doesn't even have to be a radical. Alex Jones doesn't have to be an extremist to merely show the footage of Nancy Pelosi trying to find redeemable qualities for the MS-13 gangbangers whose battle cry is rape, torture, murder. I don't have to guess what that means. The Democrats are on the side of the devils that are killing, raping, and torturing America. Alex, what planet have we landed on? But you're right. As these so-called judges, how they qualify as a judge is beyond me, or these parole boards, or these state prosecutors, or these state attorney generals, they continue to let rapists and murderers and stabbers and assaulters and burglars and carjackers and child molesters, they keep letting them out. This is not a Ted Nugent hunch. It's articulated and outlined in the FBI Uniform Crime Report that years ago, even before the Chinese virus and years before the Democrats became members of terrorist organizations, you know, the ones that believe in genital mutilation, we have members of Congress and the Senate that side with that voodoo, that side with the voodoo of genital mutilation and throwing gays off of roofs. This isn't it. I don't have to search for such atrocities. They're on record. But yes, we are living in engineered recidivism. The so-called court system of our country guarantees that you and I will pass by convicted murderers and rapists and child molesters and sex traffickers. They keep letting them out, and then they make it more difficult, if not downright eliminate the capability of a free American to purchase a gun or ammunition. And here's the fascinating part. When people hear you and I talk like this, luckily we have a selective audience that already has the soulfulness to examine conditions in America, so they know we're speaking the truth. The evidence is inescapable unless you got your ears, eyes, and heart plugged up. But the evidence for engineered recidivism is inescapable. And once again, if we the people don't raise hell with our senators, our congressmen, our mayor, our governor, our attorney generals, then why are you letting out violent criminals while arresting people going to church? Alex, in Michigan, you could not by law buy seed for a garden, go in your boat, but you could buy dope and whiskey and buy lottery tickets, and you can riot, but you can't go to church.
It's incredible. It's right out of the old Soviet Union or Communist China, and they admit that the model is Communist China. Let me raise this point. People need to know that if they don't get extremely politically active, extremely politically aggressive, that the communists and the globalists believe this is their move to overthrow America. They're really trying it right now. I have videos in England where journalists show Muslims by the hundreds being offloaded by the government and taken into the country by design. The reporters get arrested. They're threatening to arrest Nigel Farage, saying he's not allowed to show this. They've now arrested another journalist. In New York, the Hindus had an event celebrating one of their ancient shrines that Muslims took over. Twitter took that down and said, you can't celebrate your ancient shrine. It upsets the Muslims. I mean, this is literally a total sellout. LeBron James supports slave camps in China, making his jerseys, but says America sucks. I mean, these people are incredible. But let's bring up what you think in the 4 minutes we have left happens if Trump does fail and they literally start coming to take the guns and an actual civil war starts. Can you speak to that? But first, I know you're an NRA board member, and I know you're not involved in the bookkeeping and the rest of it, and I know, so that's not really your place to speak as a board member. That has to be agreed upon. But as a citizen and as a patriot and a grandfather and as an American, we talked during the break. Can you repeat what you said to me there, please, sir?
Well, once again, I am not going to speak as a member of the NRA board. I'm not allowed to. It's against the law, and I'm certainly not going to comment on any litigation that's taking place right now by freedom haters and gun haters and We the People haters. I think that summarizes it pretty nicely right there. But as a citizen, as an American free citizen, who bust my ass to be in the asset column every day of my life. And that's how my children, my brothers, my sister, my band, my crew, everybody in my life is an asset to America. I want to make sure that this great civil rights organization, the National Rifle Association, continues to do their job to make sure that we have and we keep the right given to us by God individually to keep and bear arms. I'm not aware of financial maneuvers of the NRA. I only attend an occasional board meeting when my schedule permits, and I bust my ass to get there. But there are so many board members on the NRA. I believe in these gentlemen and these ladies. These are real patriots, and I believe that the attacks on the NRA are the attacks on freedom by freedom haters, and we all see and know who they are. Right now is the time to give away NRA memberships to everybody you know, because if it drives the freedom haters that batty, let's make them go crazy by getting more NRA.
And how do I do that? I'm going to buy 100 memberships today. I pledge 100 memberships today. How do I call? Do I call, and how does the NRA do that?
I'll tell you what, go to my website. There's a direct link to join the NRA, and at a discount, go to tednugent.com, and there is an NRA membership platform. And remember, the NRA is a civil rights organization. It's about your right to self-defense. How more pure can you get?
And it's 140 years old, and I know how nonprofits work. This is one of the beautifulest, best ones ever. If somebody in there did wrong, we were talking during the break, which you're not saying they did, there's no evidence of that, then they step down. You don't get rid of the organization. She let everybody know. She said, I'm going to abolish it because I'm going to take care of the members. That's like saying I'm going to burn your house down because Grandpa, ate too many cupcakes.
Couldn't have put it better. But really, let's look at the real violators. The Clinton Foundation, Planned Parenthood, the Southern Poverty Law Center, these people are violators of the Constitution. They're all violators of nonprofit laws. And we're talking an accumulation of billions of dollars of fraudulently misused donations.
Exactly. So Trump needs to go on the offense. The Clintons got billions to sell out our sovereignty, paper play, and now they're going after America's oldest civil rights organization. But you did say, if they find anything wrong, even though it's not that big a deal, but they claim you violated this regulation or had too many, dinners or whatever, those folks just step down. You don't get rid of the organization. That needs to be clear.
Absolutely. And again, that's like logic 101. But again, I'm not presuming or alleging any misdeeds by anybody. Let the investigation go forward. But we know that this New York Attorney General hates gun owners.
I was about to say, how can you have Hitler investigate, say, Jews?
It's unbelievable. Why they hate me? Because I'm Schindler, but I got a whole bunch of more Jews that I'm saving. And the Nazis hate me for that.
Beautiful. Well, I believe the NRA's done nothing wrong. I've had them lie about me with financial stuff. It's total fiction, total fraud. The NRA does a great job, especially since you got involved. It's really gotten hardcore, and we love you. We get NRA TV going again, tednugent.com. People can find the sports camp and so much more at tednugent.com. Ted, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet. God bless America, Alice. God bless freedom lovers. Let's raise some hell like never before.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.